Okay, well, let's get started.
好，我们开始上课喽。
Just bring us back to the sheet we were working on last week.
嗯哼。
Okay. Now, at the moment, we're talking about the Messiahship of Jesus Christ.
我们上个礼拜六，我们谈到就是耶稣基督的弥赛亚的这个角色。
And that relates to the line of David. So we have to, look at our studies in terms of David and the name that they use for Jesus, which is the Son of David.
而在这个圣经里面呢，甚至把耶稣基督直接称为他是大卫的子嗣。
Okay, so we'll look at that today.
我们今天就要来研读这一块。
And before we start, of course, we'll begin the lesson by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，在上课前，我们还是一样要向天父认罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that we have this time now to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们今天有这个机会可以研读你的话语。
We pray that through the ministry of the Holy Spirit and through the concentration on your word of truth, that we might be enlightened, that we might come to know more about you.
求主让我们能够因着圣灵的工作，让我们可以了解你所教导的，那如同这些您的话语，如同生命的光。让我们可以荣耀你。
And so we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen。
Just as a review on this word, I was using the word enlightened in the prayer.
刚刚在这个祷告中呢，我们有用到一个字 lightened，就是被照亮。
And you can see the root word in here is light, which really means just the light of God or brightness, I guess.
这中间有一个字根哈，就是 light，也就是光。
But enlightened is actually a verb, and it's usually used in the passive tense. So you are enlightened by something.
而这个 enlighten 这个字呢，是一个动词，所以我们一般来讲，我们都会用的是被动式，就是被照亮。所以这个 enlighten 加一个 ed 啊，enlightened。就是被照
So,
耀。
for example, you would normally say, in our case, enlightened by Bible studies.
对，我们常常会讲的是，比如说用个说法举例，enlightened by Bible studies，就是被圣经研读而光照。
And what this means is that the light from God, because God is light, and this is entering into our souls, and then we can see more clearly.
因为神就是光啊，神是可以照亮我们的魂，所以当我们在用到神的话语呢，它就可以照亮我们的思维。
On the opposite side, of course, you have darkness, and darkness is usually a reference to things like evil and deceit and lying and Satan's plan.
而我们在光的另外一个反向就是黑暗啊，所以任何的这些属撒旦的这种黑暗的阴暗的思维啊，都是属于黑暗的。
And the Bible tells us clearly about what is truth and what is darkness. But you have to remember that Satan has his own kind of a false truth.
我们要知道，就是说，在黑暗中的话呢，它就是相对于真理，相对于这个神的话语，它都是黑暗的。但是我们也要知道，撒旦他很多的一些错误的黑暗的思维，我们却会以为它是真理，因为其实我们是有的时候是分辨不清的。
And in the Bible, it warns us how Satan and his demons, they act as, they call them bearers of light. Bearers means to carry. Like they pretend that they're the light, but they're not.
在圣经中呢，有曾经讲过哈，就是撒旦呢，他常常哈是 好像要假装他是这个携带光的这个骗子。
I'll just bring up the verse here. It must be 2 Corinthians 11:14.
我们看一下那个《哥林多后书》的11章14节。
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 11. If I scroll down to verse 14, okay, it's talking about Satan himself transforming himself into an angel of light.
好，这一段呢，他在讲说，他说，这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也可以伪装作光的天使。
And what this means is that he will deceive people and telling people, this is the truth and this is the way and this is how you can have eternal life, for example. And for a lot of people, they think that's very enlightening for them.
因为呢，撒旦呢，他会告诉我们人呢一些方式，说，哎，这就是你可以去天堂的方法啊。所以呢，在一般人来讲，他没有办法分辨的时候，他就以为，这真的是天使的代言，应该说光的代言人是天使的话语。
And he's done that since the beginning of human history, like when he deceived Eve in the garden to say that, if you take of this fruit, then you'll be enlightened, you will have great knowledge.
这撒旦做这样的事情可不足为奇，因为他从在伊甸园的时候就开始这样做了。他从这个夏娃的耳边跟他讲说：“哦，你吃了这个分别善恶树的果子，你就可以，你的生命就会被照亮，就会用，就会，他就用了 enlighten 这个字啊，就会被照亮，然后你就会变成更聪明、更有智慧，像神一样。”
And actually, even before the human history began, we can assume that even in heaven, after Satan was sentenced by God, the beginning of the appeal trial, and then he went round, he had to convince the angels to join him in his rebellion.
而在其实，在人类的有人类之前，撒旦他就已经在做这样的事了。因为当他反抗上帝然后呢，他被判在天堂法庭被判将会受刑的时候呢，他居然可以欺骗了众多的天使，有三分之一的天使跟着他一起堕落人间。
And one third of the angels said, Oh, this sounds like a good idea. I'll join you, Lucifer.
而这些天使们呢，有三分之一的天使们呢，就说：“哎呦，这听起来是不错的一个主意哦。”然后他们就跟着撒旦这个堕落。
And they thought probably that they were being enlightened by Lucifer when Lucifer was giving them information and he was convincing them that this is the truth. And they thought, Oh, this is very enlightening.
很显然的，就是路西佛撒旦呢，他就给了这些天使们一些讯息，而这些天使们就觉得非常的受启发所以这个 enlighten 就是被照亮，它其实就是在中文的意思就是被启发的概念，然后他们就相信那是真理了，所以他们这些堕落的天使就随从的撒旦来到这堕落人间。
And even today, we have what's called, I've mentioned this a couple of times over the last few lessons, is the Illuminati. And the word Illuminati means enlightened. And these are people that are under a lot of satanic influence and have a lot of power and influence in the world.
Illuminati is English word or Greek?
I believe it comes from Latin, actually.
Latin, OK. 然后呢，所以这个 enlighten 跟有另外一个从拉丁字演变过来的字叫 Illuminati，也就是启发的意思。
Actually, as an English word, we have the word illuminate or illumination, and that just means to make bright, illuminate. Like if you shine a light on something, we say it becomes illuminated.
那 Illuminati 呢，又也的另外一个变化就是动词，就 illuminate，就是照亮。
Yeah, so these people, and apparently it's like almost like a world mafia. They have a lot of influence over the politics and banks and things like this. Many of them are actually directly involved in satanic worship.
You mean Illuminati is a party?
It's like a conglomerate, like a group of very influential people in the world.
So it's not the party.
It's not a political party, but they're above politics. They have huge amounts of money.
Oh,
You
are you
might
talking about光明会?
probably you have these big families like the Rothschilds, and then you have the
光明会，yes。那这个 Illuminati 这个字，其实就是后来现在大家可能知道的黑暗势力中的这个掌权者光明会，他就用这个字。
Also you have this concept in Chinese as well.
Well, that has been translated
Oh, I see.
into 光明会。
Okay. And would a lot of people actually recognize what that is or what that's talking about?
I think few people because it's not a, like a major idea yet. But recently, there are a lot of people are on the internet are talking about black society, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But actually, it's the opposite because they call themselves illuminated, so they'd say they're bright. And
Right.
but most people think of these as being a conspiracy theory, of course. Conspiracy theory?
I know.
Okay, so that most people think it's like that. But if you study about it, there's actually a lot of information which points to this thing being very, very true, a very reasonable idea.
Did I send you a video called Strife?
I'm not sure if you did actually.
Okay, I can send you the Strife. It's talking about them.
Oh, okay. Right. But we don't want to focus on it too much, but it helps us to understand about the influence of Satan in the world.
Right，好，我们现在讲一下哈，就是光明会的这个概念，不知道大家有没有听过？但是光明会的概念，有一些人把它当做是一个阴谋论，但是我们也许不要太专注于讨论这件事。但是大家要知道，就是他们这个大家所说的光明会，他们对整个全球世界的一个影响力的一些做法，是一个我们值得我们注意的事情。
I think some people spend all their time and their whole lives trying to study about these things, and they can actually go quite crazy because unless you have biblical truth behind it, and unless you understand really what's going on, you tend to get very confused and maybe and very obsessed.
And also very upset.
And very upset, yes.
好，那有一些人呢，他正穷毕生之力在研究光明会在做的事情。如果没有圣经上面的明显的这个证据我们其实花那么多功夫去研究一个黑暗势力对世界的影响，是会有一点点太过于这个偏激，或者是甚至会弄得自己非常的沮丧因为会觉得世界很好像没有光明了，所以不建议大家往这个方向跑。但是要知道他们是具可能正有这种黑暗的一个操纵势力的一个可能性。
But just like Satan has used religious leaders in the past, people like Muhammad and the founders of many religions, just like Satan uses these people to create religions, so does Satan use the Illuminati to be his agents in terms of politics and finance, banking, even the global climate change thing. I think these Illuminati probably have a huge influence over that too.
And also the medical
Oh, and the
company.
COVID, yeah, even the COVID situation, I think that they probably have influence over that too, through the drug companies and things.
所以就说，我们要了解，就是说，撒旦呢，他是会利用这个过去就常常利用宗教就是制造各种不同的宗教的手段，来让大家远离神，而。光明会呢，也可能就是撒旦他在利用的一群人，让他们从社会、经济，甚至这个医疗方面呢，去控制这个世界所以有很多的说法，这个现在的 COVID-19 的问题，也可能是光明会他们所创造出来的，包括所有的疫苗的问题等等，都可能是他们，还有甚至连那个气候的这个会议。对世界的这个能源使用的控制，因为拿着这个全球暖化为议题，也可能是他们制造出来的议题。
But the interesting thing is they use this name, the Illuminati, which again it means light, but this is not the true light. Now, the true light can only come from Jesus Christ and by studying the Word of God.
而有趣的事情是，光明会用 Illuminati 这个字当作他们的名称，他们说自己是光，是真实的光。但实际上我们要了解，所有的光只会来自于上帝，只有来自上帝的话语。
Yeah, and however much influence these people have on the world, you know, and whether it's through the governments and through the media, they have a lot of influence in the media, through the drug companies, etc., we still have to understand that, you know, we never have to be afraid of these people because of, we're in Christ and Christ is above all things. He controls history.
而这些光明会呢，他们可能利用政府啊，可能利用宗教，可能利用这个经济各种手段啊，来这个甚至企业啊，来影响我们整个世界。但是我们完全不需要紧张害怕，因为我们是属上帝的。那上帝是真实的光，是真理的光。我们是绝对可以在这场与黑暗势力的战争中得胜的。
And while Satan is the legitimate ruler of the world, you know, even Jesus said that he's the ruler of the world, and Paul said this in 2 Corinthians, we know that a time is coming very soon when Jesus Christ will come back. And when he does, he's going to put Satan into prison, and then we will have perfect environment.
虽然呢，撒旦他是这个现在这个世界的这个控制者，掌控者。这个管理者，但是我们都了解，当耶稣都再来的时候，他会将撒旦俯首就擒，然后让他得到他该有的审判，而我们将会得到一个没有黑暗的光明世界。
We won't go into it now, but I'll just write the verses down if you want to have a look at them in your own time later. But these verses refer to Satan as the ruler of the world.
我们呢，今天不是要讲这个主题，但是如果有空，可以大家可以看一下约翰十二章，约翰福音十二章三十一节，还有这个哥林多后书四章四节，这边都很清楚的讲说，以现在的世界是以撒旦为掌控者。
And that explains why there's a lot of misery, why there's a lot of evil, why there's a lot of darkness in the world at the moment.
当撒旦是世界的掌权者的时候呢，这个世界是充满了悲伤、痛苦和一些苦难的，还有让世界是充满了黑暗的。
Yeah, but this is part of the angelic conflict and the angelic appeal trial that God is allowing Satan and his demons freedom to operate in the world system.
而这会有这样子让撒旦能够掌权于这个世界的原因呢，最主要是在天上法庭里面给了撒旦这个机会，这一段时间来证明他自己，所以才会给他这样的权力，让他来试着管理这个人类。
And we know that in the coming years, you know, we don't know when, it could be the next year, or it could be 10 years, or even 100 or 1,000 years.But probably not too long. The church will leave from the earth, and then Satan will have a complete reign to do whatever he wants for 7 years.
而当未来的不久之后，可能在百年内就可能发生的是，整个教会将会被提上天之后呢，这整个世界更是会完全100%的交在撒旦的手中，而世界将会有7年的大灾难。
Because the church will no longer be having the influence upon the world, the influence of good. And once the church goes, that God still will leave his evangelists. There's going to be, they call them the 144,000 evangelists, and there'll be Moses and Elijah. So there'll be some evangelism, but there won't be a lot of Bible teaching again. Okay, so once the Christians have gone and the church has gone, even the Holy Spirit will not be influencing in the world. But God will still have 144,000 evangelists, so people can still hear the truth about the gospel.
而当教会被提之后呢，整个世界呢，应该就是 已经缺乏了好的影响力，就是这个整个所谓的善的影响力。但是呢，神还是会留下一些传教士，就是有144,000个传教士呢，会在大灾难时期的那7年呢，在世界上还是会传递福音。
Yeah, but apart from these evangelists, and actually they're all going to be martyred. They'll all have their heads cut off at some stage after the beginning, because Satan is going to try to suppress any kind of truth, any kind of doctrine. These people will still be evangelizing, but it just goes to show that Satan has a lot of influence, even more influence over the world during those 7 years.
传教士呢，在整个世界上那7年大灾难时期呢，他当他们传教，然后被发现的时候，其实撒旦是会把他们都砍头的啊，因为他撒旦会将任何在传递真理福音的人啊，都会压制他们啊，都会把他们给杀了啊，所以这整个世界在大灾难时期是几乎就是没有光了。
Yeah, so it's no surprise that the Bible calls this time in history the 7-year tribulation. You think things are bad now, but during the 7-year tribulation, they're going to be really bad. But thanks to God, we won't be here.
而这也就是为什么圣经把这7年称之为大灾难的一个7年，因为那7年会非常非常的悲惨。我们也许会觉得现在世界上已经有蛮多悲惨的状态跟事情，可是相较于这个大灾难期，我们现在日子算是过得非常好的。好，不过感谢主，我们在大灾难期啊，我们之前我们会被提，所以我们不会在这里。
Right, and so again, the information available during the 7 years, it's going to be limited, but God still has to provide truth for those who are interested.
所以在那7年间呢，这个真理的提供，神的话语的提供是会有限的，但是神还是会尽可能的让他的话语，他的这些真理能够在世界上被找到。
And I was having this conversation with Chris, you know, the one that had sent the books over. We were talking about how it's important to keep the books around because during the 7-year tribulation, at some stage, people need truth. And if the internet's gone down and people can't use electricity, perhaps, you know, because things are going to get really bad, then God can lead people to the books. And then people can read about the gospel and some basic doctrine.
就是在那个时候，整个世界很可能就是没有电了，也可能没有internet 这些所谓网络工具了，那电脑也可能没了，所以呢纸本的书啊，圣经或者圣经教义的书到了那时候是非常重要的。所以现在我们是虽然已经都很多电子化的世界了，但是我们还是依然像听他们的这个整个事工还是很会印这些纸本的书籍。
Yeah, and that includes us. Now, if we have books and Bibles in our houses as well, we should look after those because once we're gone, that can be very useful reading material for other people that come in and find these things.
所以我们在家里的这些纸本的圣经也是非常重要的，因为到了那种没有电的地方，这个圣经，纸本圣经会是我们最重要的精神食粮。
I was trying to get Bam to do it at one stage, to make a painting. I don't think she finished it, but because we have dogs in our house in Chiang Mai. And I thought it'd be interesting to have a painting to say something like, in case of a rapture, please look after the dogs.
他说他们在清迈这个的家啊，有养一些狗，然后他有那个请 Bam 他女儿呢帮忙画一幅画，就是说啊，如果发生什么事了哈，要麻烦照顾一下他家的狗。
Yeah, so if you have animals as well, you might need to tell your neighbors. So yeah, if you see me disappear and I never come back, then yeah, can you feed my dog or feed my cat, please?
就是如果你家里有养小动物的话啊，也是一样，就是万一你被提了，那请要你要先留下几条或是什么方式让你的邻居知道要照顾你们家的小动物。
Anyway, okay, so What I want to do here at this point is we'll go back to talking about David and the role of Jesus Christ as a Messiah.
好，我们现在要回去谈一下，就是大卫，他有一点像是预表了即将到来的弥赛亚，耶稣基督。
Yeah, and remember the time of the Messiah really becomes or begins properly after the end of the tribulation. So when Jesus Christ comes back after the 7 years, then he sets up his kingdom for 1,000 years.
我们要知道哈，真正将会来到的弥赛亚。是耶稣第二次到人类的世界呢，是在去年大灾难的后最后的时间啊，耶稣他才会来。那他来的时候呢，就会打败撒旦他整个黑暗的势力，然后就结束了这个七年的大灾难，然后建立了千禧年一个非常属神天属天国的一个世界。
Yeah, now remember the Messiah is the king, but he's actually in the line of David. The Bible actually talks about there's this line of kings, and it begins with David, and it comes down through the Old Testament. At one point it gets cut off, because the line of the kings stop. But there is still the seeds, the sons and the grandsons of the king, and then you get this down to Jesus Christ.
好，我们要了解，然后在旧约里面呢，有很清楚的在讲说，耶稣基督就是即将到来的，在当年哈两千多年前要到来的弥赛亚。耶稣基督来之前呢，他的是大卫的血脉，他的子嗣，好，然后会有一连串的这个国王哈。从大卫开始，一直往下延绵，一直传递给不同的国王，然后到了一个阶段呢，这些国王的传承就结束了，那但是呢，他们的这个子嗣呢，还是一直不断的绵延下去，然后最后呢，就是耶稣的降生。
Yeah. Now, last week we were looking at the line of Jesus Christ. We had in the book of Matthew and the book of Luke how they write down what's called the genealogies, the family lines.
好，我们上礼拜六呢，我们把整个耶稣的家族的族谱啊，做了一个介绍。那这个族谱呢，其实在马太福音跟路加福音里面呢，都有很清楚的描述。
And you see in Matthew 1:6, it actually starts from Abraham, but we'll take it from Matthew 1:6, where we see that King David had a son called Solomon. And then from Solomon, this is the line that comes down to Joseph.
好。那我们先不谈大卫以前的，就是亚伯拉罕那段了哈。那我们就从大卫来说起呢。大卫他其实是乌利亚的妻子，就是应该是说大卫的妻子也是乌利亚，他是从乌利亚那边抢来的妻子哈，是生了所罗门。所以这所罗门呢，再往下延绵，好，最后就是生了耶稣。耶稣的父亲是 约瑟，耶稣的父亲约瑟呢，就是所罗门的子嗣。
So he'd be like the great 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 grandson, I guess.
Like a 28th generation?
Yeah, that's about right. Between David and the captivity is 14, and then you have another 14 to Jesus Christ. So between David and Jesus Christ is 28.
好，从大卫到耶稣呢是28代。
Okay, so we see here, you know, we have the name of Solomon coming down in Matthew 1:6, and then you have these. You should be familiar with some of these names because these people are the kings of Israel. So you would have read about them in the books of Kings and the book of Chronicles.
在这个列王记里面呢，你们大家都可以很清楚的看过这个，就是从大卫生所罗门，所罗门生罗伯安等等哈，这些国王他们一代一代的传承，然后一直会到这个约瑟，然后生耶稣。
Okay, and you see the names come down. Now, what's going to happen is when you get down to Josiah, you see in Matthew 1:10, you have good king. Most of these kings are actually very evil. Like you have the king Manasseh here as well.He was a very evil king, and he actually killed some of the prophets.
在马太福音一章里面呢，提列了所有的王哈。其实这些大卫的子嗣里面有很多很糟糕的王，比如说马拿西啊。他马拿西他其实杀了非常多的先知。
Yeah, apart from David, and Solomon was okay as a king, but really, apart from these two, you're only going to have maybe two other kings which actually got good references, we can say, or got a good approval rating from God.
从大卫下面，这个所罗门可能还算是还不错的王哈，但是之后呢，在生耶稣前中间的王，大概只有两三个是被圣经说是好王。
Yeah, and those two are both mentioned in this verse. You got Hezekiah, he was an okay king, and then you have Josias, and he was called a good king by God as well.
再比如说，好的王呢，有这个西西家，还有约西亚，可以算是好的吧。
Yeah, but apart from that, like you have Manasseh, he was very evil, and Amon were very evil as well. And a lot of other kings are very evil. So there was really only two or three good kings from David.
好，然后像马拿西亚、亚门，这些都是非常糟糕的王。好，真正好的王，现在大概就两三个。
But it's interesting, here like Hezekiah, you see he was a good king, and then his son was very evil. And then Manasseh's son was quite evil, and then you have Josiah who's a good king.
好，你看哈，这个西西家是好王，但他生了这个马拿西却是个大坏蛋。然后马拿西生了亚门也是坏蛋，然后亚门生了约西亚又是个好王。
So what does this tell us?
所以这到底在告诉我们什么呢？
Well, for one thing, it tells us that in the line of Jesus, you know, and we were talking last week about how Jesus even has prostitutes and womanizers in his genealogy, but also there's some very evil people. In his line, Jesus had some good people, but they were all sinners, and many were very evil.
而我们上礼拜就看了这个耶稣的家谱啊，他的这个祖先们啊，又有妓女，然后又有这些很坏的王，那这到底是怎么回事呢？
But the other thing we see, like just in here in Matthew 1:10, is that a father can be good and he can have a very evil son. Or you can have an evil father and then the son can be good.
我们在这个马太福音一章十节里面看到，就是说很好的父亲很可能会生一个很坏的儿子，那很坏的父亲也可能生一个很好的儿子。
So this shows us completely that it's our free will. It's completely our volition. It's not the environment, it's not your parents, it's not the circumstances or the place that you're born in, which decides whether you're going to become a good person or not.
所以我们在这里面可以看出来，就是说其实一个人的好坏是决定于不是他的血统，而是在于他的自由意志。
Yeah, and really what makes your character, whether you're going to be a good person or an evil person, completely depends on your attitude towards the word of God.
所以呢，你要成为一个好人还是一个坏蛋，其实是完全是在于你对于神的话语，你要用什么样的态度。
People like Hezekiah, he was taught by Isaiah. Isaiah was like his personal teacher as well. And so Hezekiah learned a lot of things from Isaiah and then would use the information. And Josias was the same. You know, God would provide teachers because Josias wanted to learn.
而像这个西西家呢，他其实真正的学习不是来自他的父亲，而是来自于他家族给他的老师。所以呢，当西西家在成长的过程中，对他影响最大的是他。
Yeah, and actually, like with Hezekiah, I just mentioned that Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, was like his teacher. But when he died and then Manasseh became the king, Manasseh rejected Bible doctrine, and there was a tradition that he actually took Isaiah and he cut him in half with a saw. He basically took Isaiah and he ordered his men to cut him in half.
就是我们要知道哈，就是当这个西西家他在成长的过程中，他是靠以赛亚先知在教导他的，但是呢，他的儿子马拿西呢，却把以赛亚给处死，砍掉他的头。
There's a verse in the New Testament which talks about prophets being cut in half, and then traditional church history talks about the story. So you can't find the name exact in the Bible.But it's sort of like a tradition or a story that was passed down that Manasseh cut Isaiah in half.
Oh, 在新约的某一个章节里面有提到呢，马拿西把一个先知的头给砍了，但是没有把这个先知的名字讲出来。
But then the church tradition would actually say that it was Manasseh cutting Isaiah in half. So that story was sort of passed down through the church.
但是呢，在这个教会里面呢，其实是有口传的方式呢，在说其实马拿西他砍掉先知的头呢的那一位就是以赛亚。
Yeah, so we don't know for sure, but it sounds perfectly reasonable because we know that Manasseh was very evil and that he rejected truth.
虽然这里没有很明白的在圣经里面写出是以赛亚被砍头哦，但是这是很有可能的，因为马拿西实在是一个非常非常邪恶的王。
Okay, now I'll just continue on a little bit before the break. So here we have in the next verse, Matthew 1 to 11. It talks about Josiah begat. Remember, begat in English means that he had a son. So Josiah had the son Jeconiah and his brethren and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon.
然后呢，在被迁到巴比伦的时候呢，约西亚生了耶哥尼亚。
Yeah, and Jeconiah, he was the last in the true line of David, the last one to sit on the throne.
所以呢，这个耶哥尼亚呢，其实是在整个耶稣的家谱里最后一个坐在王上的人，就是他们被迁到巴比伦的。时候就是刚好是约西亚生了耶哥尼亚，所以耶哥尼亚是最后一个王。
But Jeremiah, he said to Jeconiah that, you will be the last one on the throne, and then the line of the throne will be cut off.
所以呢，这个耶哥尼亚呢，就是被说是最后一个坐在王座上的人。
Yeah, and then a curse was made. Jeremiah said, if anybody tries to sit on the throne of David again before the Messiah comes, they will be cursed, they will die.
耶利米呢，就是有了这样的一个预言，就是在耶哥尼亚之后，任何人只要想要坐上王位的话，都会被处死，都是就是有这样的一个这个诅咒。
And since that time, nobody was brave enough to sit on the throne and say, this is the line of David.
所以自那个时候起，就没有人敢再说这是大卫王的子嗣想要坐上这个王座。
So that's why when Matthew talks about the genealogy, he talks about the 14 generations. You have 14 generations from Abraham to David, and then 14 from David down to the time of Babylon.
所以呢，在这个整个耶稣的家谱里面，就从亚伯拉罕到大卫是14代，然后大卫到耶哥尼亚也是14代。
And then you're going to see in the next of the line, of course, you have another 14 names from Jeconiah down to Jesus Christ. But these people are not kings.
好，然后从耶哥尼亚到耶稣呢，也是14代。但是这中间的这些名字的人都不再是国王。
Okay, but everybody's still waiting for the Christ, and they know that he has to come from the line of David somewhere. So that's why they're always writing down these names.
所以这14个在到大卫之前的这十四代呢，就是有很多的名字，哈，都一样是被这个记载在圣经上。
So when Matthew was doing his research, Matthew wanted to write about the genealogy to prove that Jesus Christ was a son of David, he could go to the temple or he could go to the almost like the local records office or in people's family houses. They would always keep records, and Matthew could find those records and then he could write out the genealogy.
而且你要知道，这个犹太人呢，他们是都会把家谱记载得非常清楚的，所以不论是在自己家里，或者是到这个他们的这个就是宗庙是圣殿啊，都可以看到这些记载，所以马太才能够有机会去把这个耶稣的族谱啊，完全的都抄录下来。
Yeah, and see, in this way, this is how Matthew can prove that Jesus, the son of Joseph, has a legitimate authority to say that I am in the line of David. So you can't argue about that.
所以马太他在做的这一件事呢，他写下所有的耶稣的家谱，就是为了要明确的证明耶稣是属于 大卫的指示。
Okay, well, let's take a break for 5 minutes. We'll come back maybe just after 11 o'clock, yeah?
好，我们休息8分钟吧，11点钟回来。
Okay, see you soon.